Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Vet Slip on Saturday, the 4th of November. I hope you're well. I'm recording this. It is 9:53. I will be live at 10:45 on YouTube. I'm going to do a quick 1.5 and 2.5 trading list for people, just show you exactly how to put that together and create a list of games. I was fuming this week, I'm not going to lie, I was absolutely fuming this week. Done a fair bit of content this week, and that's my plan forward. I want to help you guys as much as possible, and one of the ways to do that is to share stuff. I've got a lot of sheets that I run every day on football, too many, Alistair will tell you, and we're looking at consolidating that, getting it in a more user-friendly state, and the more I do that, the more I can share, because it becomes, it's in one place, it's a lot easier to explain to people. So I've had a new sheet built, version 31 I think it was up to, which has been about a 6 month project, load of work. So I'm going to start it in reverse. A while ago I did a and I do appreciate, if I lose my shit, it is to a very small minority, I do appreciate that, but I just have to get it out because they drive me mad. But I'm gonna. A while ago, I did a podcast. Few people remember because you laughed at me, where I got an outbuilding out in my garden, I tried to knock the door and dumb it back because the door didn't move, and I did. So what I'm looking for, and in FTS, I'm sure we must have a few of these listening. I would like a brickie to come and. I want to knock it down, basically, but I need to build a new one before I knock it down, because there's stuff in it that I want to obviously put in, keep in a dry location now. So I need to build the new one and then knock it down. So I want to build, so I need a brickie. I want to build about a 15 to 20 metre long by 3 metre wide brick structure with a roof, with plumbing and electricity. So I need a brickie. I need a plumber. I need a plasterer. I need a leccy. I don't know whether brickies and things, obviously I need somebody to do the groundworks. That's what I would like done, and obviously I need a roofer as well. So I think that's all I need. Brickie, plumber, plasterer, roofer. So if you're on FTS and you are a brickie, plumber, plasterer, roofer, can do a bit of groundworks, and can come and build me this and then demolish the old one and take that away. If you could do that, I'll buy the materials and you lot can do it for nothing, please. If you could just turn up and do it for nothing. Because that's what I get. That's what I get. And that's what fucking annoys me. You put a load of time in, hours and hours of podcasts. And I did that on Monday or Tuesday or whatever. And within 5 minutes, I, well, if you make money and this sheet's a good, why don't you just give it to us or give us a list of games? Why would I? Why should I pay a load of money? And it's no different. This is what I get the ump when people say about this industry and everything should be free. And if he wins, why is he doing this? FTS is two things. FTS is me, which it started as punting, and FTS is a business which I want to leave when I duck out. So I've put structures in place with data, with Alistair, with Dave, with Kerry and customer service and that to be able to carry on, so that in 4 or 5 years' time, I might want to pack it all in. I'll probably still trade a bit of football, but pack it all in and go, thanks ever so much, right. And the people who use it can carry on. To think that that doesn't come with work and cost, and that we should all just give our time for nothing, so that Alistair should do all his data for nothing, Dave should do everything he does for nothing, Kerry should sit answering some mind-numbingly dull emails day in, day out for nothing. You're just mental, and they really piss me off, the tone of them and the fucking way they go about it. Why don't you just give it to us? Why don't you just put it on the website? And then we've all got the list of games and we can all, yeah, fuck off, mate. Absolutely fuck. I can't remember his name now. I've got it in front of me. Fuck yourself and fuck off. You come and build my outbuilding for fuck all. Get a few full team up, come and build it for me. Then I'll start giving stuff away for nothing. Honestly, absolute fucking wankers. And I do appreciate it as a minority. Ultimately, I'm going to do this thing this morning. You could trade 1.5, 2.5 for less than a fucking pound a day and make yourself money if you put some effort in and put some fucking work in. It is as simple as that. If you don't want to do that, fuck off. There, Dave's got the ump again now. That's another lot I've told to fuck off. It's fucking weird. Just a fucking weird world we're living in, isn't it? It's absolutely fucking... Well, you know it's a weird world when fucking Marks and Spencers are pulling adverts. What is going on? I honestly don't know what's going on in the world. When this Palestine... When that happened on October the 7th, I said to a mate of mine... Oh, I do talk about this sort of stuff too. I said, this is just going to be another disaster that will go on forever. And it will go on for a long time, this. And it's just tragic. I just think it's absolutely tragic. But I just find it amazing now in the world we live in. If this had happened 20, 30 years ago, it wouldn't be anything like it is now. I'm not saying the death and the bombing and that would have gone on, but the reaction to it around the world and how people take sides on social media, how politicians who should know better stir divide on all sides. They're all just incompetent, all of them. The more you watch these people, they're just incredible. And then Marks and Spencer, the British institution that is Marks and Spencer's, having to pull their Christmas advert, getting absolute pelters, or change it. Well, I haven't seen the advert, I've just read around it, but what I just don't know what we're living in. I said ages ago, the phrase I use is somebody pulled the plug out and the water's circling, and I just don't get how people look up to people like Elon Musk and think they're doing a great job, and they're just causing this stir of division and getting rich doing it, and they're basically playing everybody. That's what they're doing, Zuckerberg, Musk, that's what they're doing. They're just playing everybody. Absolute bellends. Anyway... Right, going to give you a couple of football matches. For free, like the newsletter, for free, like all the YouTubes, for free, like everything else that we do, loads of stuff, for free. I thought, how many hours have I done just sitting helping people for free, for nothing? It's ridiculous amounts, absolutely ridiculous amounts. And the things we charge for are the things that involve work and data. And if you see the work that's gone into that sheet that I had built, the work, even in the last week, what we've done with it, it's incredible. And I can share some of that stuff with people, but I'm not just going to say, yeah, I have the sheet. You give me 10 grand, son, I'll teach you to use the sheet. You never have to work again. Simple as that. I'll do everything for you. Video, show exactly what to do, how to do it. You will never, ever have to work again. Simple as that. Fucking people, honestly. Yeah, calm down. I was fuming on the day I did it. I had to do a live session with somebody. I can't remember who it was now. And I was absolutely fuming. I went into it in an absolute rage. And I thought, I'm not going to ruin that. It was the midweek football, wasn't it? But there we go. Right, today, a couple of over 1.5s. I'm going to do a YouTube. I'm going to do an over 1.5 list, over 2.5 list. These games aren't on that. This is from a different source. But just a couple of games for those of you who... just want to have a look. Obviously, we've got some games in the newsletter. Got a double up on... That was fun. A double on the how to do a multiple on Betfair. That's fun. I'm absolutely rubbish. I can tell you how to do a double on Betfair. Start having to write this stuff out. It drives me mad. What you got to do? I've got step one. You've got to go to Betfair. You've got to find the match. You have to put a bet on the home win for £10 if it wins. I'm having to do that. I won't say the word. But there we go. Right, so... Over 1.5 games, Union Berlin versus Eintracht Frankfurt at 2:30 and Dunkirk versus Amiens at 6 o'clock. Both those games, if it was me, I would wait. If they were 0-0 on 20 minutes, I'd enter 20 minutes, sort of 27 minutes, 35 minutes, drip a point in over those three periods. If a goal goes in, I'd remove my liability, let a second goal give me the winnings. You could green up if you wish to, if you want to take your money and run. If the goal came too late that only left red, you could close for a small red if you wanted to. Me personally, I'll let it run and see if we get the second for a full win. That's what I would do. Eintracht Frankfurt versus Amiens. Right, that's it, isn't it? I don't think I've got any more. Fireworks should be banned. None of that tonight, though. Old shit. Fucking hate it. I do. I always have done. I've just never really seen the point of it. The only thing we should use fireworks for is get them under Westminster, under that, get old Guy Fawkes back and give it a full going. I don't really get it. Another one I don't. Perhaps I'm just getting old and grumpy. I don't know. I just don't like. I've always not liked. I just don't get it. Standing up, but look, standing in shitty weather, looking at stuff going up in the sky. I think some of the displays, like they do at New Year, very impressive. But yeah, not for me. Anyway, have a lovely time. If you live in Lewis, isn't it a big night? Isn't it? If you live down near Lewis, the big bonfire night. Don't they go mad for it? Like Wigan go mad for Boxing Day. They go mad for firework night, don't they, Lewis? Anyway, have a lovely time. Enjoy yourselves. Grumps out. I'll see some of you listening to this prior to YouTube. I'll see some of you on YouTube. Otherwise, as they say, like with Dave, you can catch up on YouTube. There's loads of stuff there. All free. You can catch up and have a watch. Right, have a lovely day. Enjoy yourself. I'm looking forward to today. And we're still top of the league. We're at the top of the league. And look in, we've got that little fraudy Argentinian coming Monday night. Let's have it.